Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Kilkenny may not have, on the surface of things, seemed like the most obvious place to become a hub for animation, but the city actually hosts not one, but two multi-award winning animation studios, as well as a festival, Kilkenny Animated, that celebrates creativity and the craft of the visual image. So in studio today, in the New Park Hotel, I'm joined by Paul Young, who's the co-founder and creative director of Cartoon Saloon, Claire Finn, managing director at Lighthouse Studios, and Nisha Nunn of Schwepp Curtis Nunn, producer of Kilkenny Animated. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here today. It's great to have you in studio. Paul, I know we've talked before previously here on Lunchtime Live, but congrats first off. It's 25 years this year.
Yeah.
We're great achievement.
We've had a long party all year.
Really? But that's a huge achievement.
Yeah, it's great. It's 25 years here. It kind of shocked us when we realised that. It was like, I think like it was the BFI in London said, here, come over for an interview and we'll show some of your films because you're 25 years. And we were like, All right, we are. So we have a few different parties going on. We'll have a party at the festival. We had a party in Annecy, which is a big animation festival. So it's great. It's lovely to mark it because we had a chance to watch all the stuff we've done at various festivals, like just at the beginning of the year, and quite emotional, starting watching some of the short films and the feature films. And I started to remember all the stuff that happened in the making of those as well. Which is great.
Yeah. You've had huge success, of course, multi-award nominated, at Cartoon Saloon. Like, that's a huge achievement.
Yeah. Oh, we've had a good run with the feature films and a few short films when it comes to, like Academy Awards and the BAFTAs. And we just got an Emmy. Actually, we recently won an Emmy for a Star Wars short, which I directed, but Almu Redondo has just arrived back from Australia with her. We went to the Emmys. She picked up an Emmy for Best Production Design for animated things. So it's great. Yeah, it's great. It's lovely. It gives everybody a real boost.
Of course it does. What about you, Claire? What is it about Kilkenny that has sort of made it that kind of hub for animation?
I get the hard question. Yeah. Well, I think it's because of Cartoon Saloon, and they were one of the founders also of Lighthouse Studios. And the idea was indeed to decentralise it from Dublin. And actually, there's 42 animation studios all around Ireland now. We've a huge, we've a body called Animation Ireland itself, which represents all the 42 studios. And it's partly because we've created a whole setup where we can holistically view how we need to bring in crew, both crew from Ireland and both crew from overseas. We have a very big mixture, both studios. I think we nearly have about 300 between the two studios at the moment. Probably about 30 to 40% are Irish and the rest come from many different countries, from Philippines, India, you know, Germany, France, everywhere. And we deliberately, I think part of it was Paul and the team at Cartoon Saloon initially deliberately having a conversation with our other parent, who is Mercury Filmworks in Canada, to determine we'd love to set up a hub where we can have two studios that we can provide long-term work for crew. So if there's something finished in Cartoon Saloon, we can see if there's something available in Lighthouse Studios and vice versa. And although we work in different sort of softwares, a lot of the skills transfer between the crews so we can switch them backwards and forwards. Yeah. So, but it's a very deliberate effort, I would say, isn't it, Paul?
We were very lonely here on our own for 25 years. And it was all the studios up in Dublin having the crack up there in Dublin, swapping.
Because we often talk about Wicklow when we talk about, those in the film industry in Ireland.
They're for the live action studios, the two big ones in live action. But when Mercury Filmworks were thinking of setting up in Europe, I reached out to them and says, why not set up in Kilkenny? And then it eventually was let's set up as another studio together. So that means we just have more work available, like a gravity well for talent in Kilkenny. And then we have a whole nice sort of culture of animators around the town, which is great.
Yeah, I think a lot of animators too overseas, they come from sort of smaller cities and towns, so they're actually really drawn to the whole fact of Kilkenny being a smaller city. It's walkable. We actually have also accommodation on site at Lighthouse, which is very helpful. When we bring in crew, they can kind of get settled and then go around. So, and we also connect a lot in terms of when we're doing parties or we have show and tells where we share the work, all that kind of thing. So we really create a sort of home away from home, I think, for both animators, especially young folk coming out of college, or starting their career. And that, I think, is very, very attractive to crew. That's something we really have developed over the last few years.
Lighthouse Studios 2, also BAFTA-winning animation studio based in Kilkenny. But it's a big big success story. Like, it really is for the city.
Oh, you know, totally. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was actually new to animation and I'd lived away for a long time. So when I came back, the whole animation industry really surprised me. So for me, everything was new, like the whole deep dive into the art and the craft of animation. And it was actually really wonderful to look at it sort of objectively, I think, and, you know, start Lighthouse as a different model, say, to both our parents, but obviously drawing on the, I like to call us the love child of two famous parents, but drawing on the talent and the skill and the knowledge from both parents, but then setting off on our own path. And, yeah, as you see, we did pretty well.
Very famous shows. Like,
I think you're both being incredibly modest, to be honest with you.
Rick and Morty, Lighthouse, we've
discovered it is very funny that when we got, say, for instance, the Cuphead show, I'd never heard of it. It's a game, and I'm not a gamer. And like when we announced to the crew, there was actually whooping and hollering, and I was like, oh, yeah. So this is well known, you know. And so that's been hugely successful for Netflix. So that's been really good. And Rick and Morty is very popular worldwide, you know, so that's also been hugely successful.
Aside from the animation studios, there's also Kilkenny Animated. Nisha, you might explain how that operates.
So as Paul was saying, Cartoon Saloon has been around for 25 years. And actually, while Paul and Tom and Nora were founding Cartoon Saloon 25 years ago, I was working on the Cat Laughs Comedy Festival back in 1996. And then I brought a load of cartoonists from Viz and Gary Trudeau from Doonesbury and Ralph Steadman and those from the UK and America to Kilkenny to do a cartoon festival. And that was back in 2000. And so over the years, myself and Paul have had various conversations about how could we bring back a cartoon festival. And we had conversations and we ended up founding Kilkenny Animated 5 years ago, I think. Mm. And the idea was that it was a celebration of the visual image. Six years
ago. The seventh year.
And it's just kind of, it's evolved. And it is, I think, a brilliant kind of demonstration of the extent to which the two animation studios are integrated into the community and into the artistic life of Kilkenny, which already has a long and storied artistic and creative history. I'm delighted to be involved in a festival that you know, celebrates the visual image and kind of demonstrates that integration.
Yeah, just to explain how that festival works for people. I know people are obviously so familiar with Cat Laughs and other big festivals that take place, but how does a cartoon festival work?
It's kind of evolved a bit. So it's a festival of animation, and this year in particular, it's a celebration of 25 years of Cartoon Saloon, but also Lighthouse Studios are very much involved. So what it is a mix of screenings and talks and workshops and walking tours and various other presentations. So you've got, you know, as Paul would say, it's for animators and the animation curious. Mm. So there's lots of stuff for kids,
lots of
stuff for students, lots of stuff for kind of early career animators. And it's also an opportunity for people to come and see how the studios work and to get a sense of, you know, the recruitment stream to some extent.
Yeah, I would say.
But also to see the work.
I'd just jump in on that. Like, what's, I think, really helpful and important, and we started it as a strand, it's called Pathways to Animation, and we're also liaising with all the colleges, and the colleges come in and they give little tasters of the types of things that the students who are in high school or secondary school that, you know, can experience when they go to college, which is very, very helpful. We also run like lots of panels on, you know, things like being neurodivergent in a studio. A lot, it's very broad. So as Nisha was saying, yeah, we're doing stuff for the public, for students, for kids, for adults, and for the animation professionals. So it's quite broad. Yeah.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm really looking forward to, we've an amazing animator called Glenn Keane. He's kind of like a celebrity in animation world. Like, he animated The Little Mermaid, Tarzan, a lot of those Disney movies from back in the 90s. He lives in Paris now, and he'll do a demonstration. He was one of the teachers when myself, Tom and Nora and a lot of our friends, 15 of them, that when we first came down here after college in Ballyfermot, he came and talked to us for one day, and it was really inspirational. So he's going to do a kind of a live masterclass. So he'll animate in front of people's eyes, as it were.
Wow.
He'll be flipping paper, and you can. So that's really, when we've done that before, we've had people off the street just coming in out of curiosity.
Like,
does somebody draw this and flip the paper and make those characters come to life? And he's really engaging in that.
When is this happening, and how can people get involved, Nisha, if they want
to? So the website's kilkennyanimated.com, and the dates are the 4th to the 6th of October.
Okay, so there's still time for people to get involved.
Oh, yes, brilliant. Yes, we will be.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to chat to you all and meet you in person here today in Kilkenny. My thanks to Paul Young, Claire Finn, and also to Nisha Nunn. Thanks a million for joining us in the New Park Hotel. Much appreciated.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.